Good morning, men. Welcome back to the show. This is the Call of Men podcast, and as always, I am your host, Todd Archer. Men, great to have you back on this episode. It has been a great weekend. Very fulfilling, very awesome blessings and grace of God in the life of the Archer family. Just so thankful that he has given me another day to come here and share what he has put on my heart and in my mind. Just so thankful for that. And each one of you listening, so thankful and grateful that you continue to tune in and hear what God has to say. So before we get started today, as always, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We just thank you for your grace, for your love, for your guidance, for your wisdom in each life of everyone tuning in and listening, and to our friends, families, our communities, our churches, and country, everyone that you lead us and guide us to, Lord, to make an impact on. Lord, we just ask that you open our eyes and our heart to be vigilant and noticing and seeing those things, because we are in you and wanting to do your will and your will alone. Lord, we just ask that you continue to build each man as you have created him, to lead his family, his church, his community, and his country in the way that you want it to go, not the way that we want it to go. Father, just strengthen us in that and lead us in that. And it's in Yeshua's mighty and holy name we pray, Father. Amen. All right, men. So we are going to be discussing today, kind of following up and wrapping up, been kind of a theme throughout, of the power and glory of God, right, and who he is and who Jesus Christ is and who the Holy Spirit is, that we have that power, the resurrection power of Christ, right? And everything that the Bible has in it is God-breathed, inspired through men. And the truth that is in the Bible is from God, period, right? We have to, like I said on the last episode, we have to have that absolute belief and truth in that alone, that everything we read in the Bible is true. Therefore, everything that has been promised to us by followers, by being followers of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on a cross for the sins of the world, and he said, tetelestai, it is finished, it is done, all debt has been paid, the battle has been won, all judgment has been removed from us. Yes, so that the Father can see us as righteous, so we have that confidence to come before God the Father. We have that ability through the saving grace and love of himself through Jesus Christ, his Son, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can now talk directly to the Father, right? So as I've said before, we look at it and we think that the church, or for me, God has been putting it on my heart that some of the churches out there have been diminishing the Word of God and limiting its power and its authority over our lives. And it's been going on, well, since the beginning, right? So I was thinking, well, you know, where do we see Satan in our world, our lives, as we, or our churches, as we go through this? Well, I was reading in my my ESV study Bible right here and going through the themes of the epistles, right? And one that hit me was number six, as it goes, false teachers dangerously subvert the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is kind of where we're going to be talking about today, is that in that, the true gospel of Jesus Christ, all that Jesus was, all that he is, right? That is the true gospel. There is no wavering on who Jesus is as followers of Christ, right? I mean, he was the Son of God. He lived a perfect life. He was sinless. He was the ultimate atonement or payment for the wrath of God that we deserved but could never meet, right? But Jesus did. So if I was Satan, how would I go about knowing that Jesus had won everything on the cross, ever it was fulfilled, it was finished, it's done, it's complete. We now, even though we're living in the flesh, we now have the Holy Spirit living in us, which provides for us the same powers that raised Christ from the dead, the healing powers, right? The powers of resurrection to do everything through our faith in Jesus Christ that he had done on this earth. So if I were Satan, how could you combat that, right? How could you defeat that? How could you overcome that, you know, in terms of a battle or a military mindset, right? How would or could he start to, what's the word I'm looking for here, subvert the people of the believers of Jesus Christ? And one way that he can do that, I think the most effective way that he can do that is just like he did in the garden with Adam and Eve, right? He created doubt. He created that seed, that inkling of doubt that there may be some question that Jesus was not who Jesus said he was, right? And it still goes on today, and it's been so, over the years, I think it's been so minimal, just little pieces here and there, right? Satan plays the long game. God's playing the longer game, but Satan's playing that game too. So he knew then if he could plant that seed that could create the doubt in our mind that God is who he is, Jesus is who he is, and the power of the Holy Spirit by which we have been given through our faith in Christ is limited. And I think that we really have to search ourselves for the truth through God's word. We have to read God's words. If we're going to church on Sunday and we're hearing a message, our ears and our heart and our mind have to be in that relationship with God by being in his word and knowing and understanding his word through our prayer and supplication of asking for that wisdom, right? Because the Bible tells us that we now have the knowledge as our faith in Jesus. We put our faith and our hope and our lives in the hands of Jesus Christ. We now, our eyes have been opened, right? We know the truth. So everything that we hear, if something's like, man, for me right now, it is, look, Jesus, the word of God is the word of God. There is no limiting ability from the flesh, from Satan, from anything else, right? Tetelestai. It's finished. It's done. We've won. It's over. It's been paid. But we do not have the faith because of Satan in our ear saying, hey, are you sure that's what he said? Is that what that really means? You think that God would allow you to have that knowledge, to be smarter than him? Well, first of all, we're not smarter than him. But, I mean, those are the things that Satan uses. Well, is that what that word really means? I mean, it's been translated over, 3,000 years, almost 3,000 years. So how could that be right? How could this, is that what it meant in this situation? Is that what, like I said, I was in a Facebook chat with other Christian podcasters, and, it came up that the New Testament was over. Well, the New Testament, the writings of the New Testament that we have, yeah, it's over. But until Jesus comes back, we're still living in it. And we have to take that power and we have to take that authority that has been given to us by the grace of God through Jesus Christ, by the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And we have to live that life in full. We can no longer doubt that what Jesus tells us by the word that is in the Bible, that we are limited by anything other than faith. And that's where Satan comes in, and that's where he attacks, is our faith, because he places the doubt in it. Well, our flesh. Well, your flesh is dead now that you've accepted Jesus Christ, right? You are a new creation. Jesus, this flesh is going to die. We understand that. And we'll be in our perfect form when we reach heaven with the Father. But through the Spirit, we are what he wanted us to be. We should be in relationship as he created us to be with him daily, in reading his word, understanding his word, having a conversation with the Father. Because we are able to do that, because we don't have to go to a priest. That has been destroyed. Now, through the sanctifying blood of Jesus Christ, we are now righteous. We can approach the throne of God, not because of anything we've done, because the sacrificial lamb has given himself up for us. Our debt has been paid. It has been wiped away in God's eyes. Right? So why do we keep falling back on the flesh? Why is it from the pulpit and from the stages all across the churches in the United States and across the world, I'm sure? It's because Satan planted that seed of doubt. He's planted it from the beginning, and he's still planting it today. And we're still preaching on the flesh. And we have to get out of the thought that our flesh overrules the Spirit, and start believing 100% that the Spirit leads the flesh. That's how Jesus lived his life, and that's how we're called to lead our life. So we have to get out of that mindset. You see people that abuse the fact that the Holy Spirit, as believers, followers of Christ, disciples of his word, right, as holy priest, as the word of God tells us we are now through our acceptance of Jesus Christ, that just like the disciples, we can go preach the gospel, and if it's in the will of God to heal somebody, we have that power within us, just like the disciples did, right? Because they didn't doubt. Yes, they were eyewitnesses. They seen it, but they had no doubt. I've seen it in my life. I was talking with a buddy of mine on the Ball Guy show that I was graciously invited to be on, and so thankful that I had that opportunity, Mr. J.C. Ortega, yeah. And so we were talking about that. Look, I understand through the situation that I went through with Stella and her cancer, I understand now, I see, right, that my eyes have been opened to the truth that this preaching and falling back on the flesh is not what God has in store for us, right? We are, by Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the grace of the Holy Spirit, we are now a spiritual being that is confined in the flesh. Why are we confined in the flesh? Well, we're confined in the flesh so we can bring others to Jesus Christ. Others that are God's creations, bring them to him to grow the kingdom of heaven. Just like Jesus had to come down here to save us, our job now is as saved followers of Christ, been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and his righteousness, right? We have been given a life, no matter what it looks like, good, bad, ugly, indifferent. That life is for God's purpose to bring more people to his kingdom. And just like Jesus, we have been given the power of the Holy Spirit in our through our baptism and our faith in who Jesus Christ is. He has given us the Holy Spirit to go out and do the things that he did on this earth. So why are we not believing that? Why are we believing that we are still limited by the flesh, right? We have to have 100% faith in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the power that that brings to us through our faith and through our obedience and through our willingness to do what he has called us to do, and that's share the gospel to the entire earth so that everybody has an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and be a part of the kingdom of heaven. And if I'm Satan, that's what I'm attacking, right? His plan is to plant seeds of doubt in our mind that we are that we can't be that because we're still in the flesh, because we're still in this world. We're not on God's level. Well, we'll never be God. And as true followers of Jesus Christ, we understand that it is totally by his grace and his will that we are even still on this earth and have an opportunity to do what we do, right? It is his breath in our lungs. The air we breathe is the very breath of God, right? It's a complete thing that leads his word, his truth, our lives. If we step back and look at our life, and where was God in this moment? Right? Yeah, the hardest moment in your life, you look at it, where was God? Now, if you look at it and you read his word and you understand who God is, that he is a good father and he is going to discipline you, he is going to correct you, he is going to teach you. And as sinful beings from the flesh, until we accept Jesus Christ and we continue that to be in his word and that growth or maturation process in our learning of who God is, right? That relationship, as we build that relationship with Jesus Christ and the Father by the provision of the Holy Spirit, that even though we don't have the words, the Holy Spirit speaks to the Father, right? So, if I'm Satan, I'm taking that out. I'm putting doubt that I'm going to keep you confined in yourself, in this flesh that, yes, we used to be a part of. That was the original creation, right? That was the original design. Adam and God walked in the garden. Adam and Eve walked in the garden with God, right? They spoke with God. They talked to God. They had a relationship with God. In the same way, the devil doesn't change his tactics at all. It's the same thing then as it is now, that he attacks the word and the truth of God the Father because of our limited understanding and fully accepting what God's word tells us we are. We are the image bearers of God, men, the creator of the universe. Everything you see, smell, hear, touch, feel, whatever, it's because he has given it to us. Your life is not yours. It's for somebody else. All right? And if we can learn to switch that mentality to servanthood as Jesus did, then we can truly walk in the Spirit and know and understand what the Spirit has for us, that we have the power, if it's within God's will and we're working that relationship and we're talking to God daily, every thought taken captive, given to God the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, right? That is the key. We can no longer doubt that we still live in the flesh. No, we live by the Spirit, period. That's what his word tells us. We are a new creation. Adam, that part is dead. Now we are totally focused on his word, what he wants us to do, how we should do it, and what it should look like. He gives us everything on how to do it. And as followers of Christ, we have to take hold of that. Forget about the flesh. And that's the point. Satan doesn't want us to take hold of that truth. Because if we take hold of that truth and believe it 100% without a doubt, this world will look totally different. But because Satan continues to little bit by little bit put those weakening thoughts, those weakening messages into our brains, in our minds, and then we accept that through the heart, then we fall short, then we rely on the flesh, then we're like, oh man, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can go into a Walmart and see somebody in a wheelchair and God puts the Spirit on you to go touch that person and speak to that person, and you go do it and they get up and walk out. We see something like that. That's something you only see in the movies. No, that's what the disciples seen. That's what they are testifying to in the New Testament. That they seen this happen. Right? That by sharing the truth of Jesus Christ and who he is, and the person accepting in faith that Jesus Christ, through me, by me laying my hands on them, can be healed through both of our faith in that truth, that person could get up and walk. That's something we only see in movies. Hello, Satan. Thank you for your deception tactic that you have just placed in my heart to doubt the power and the glory and the awesomeness of our God the Father by grace of the Son through the power of the Holy Spirit. Why? So if I'm Satan, that's what I'm attacking, because he knows, because of the grace and love and blessing that the Father has placed on us through our acceptance of Jesus Christ and the provision of the Holy Spirit, we can cast out demons, right? Even in our own life, in other people's life, we can cast out those demons, but we have to get rid of the flesh. We have to get rid of the doubt that Satan has sowed through the flesh, and take hold and truth in the fact that we are a new creation through Jesus Christ. And if we can do that, and if we can keep in his word and touch other people's lives by the way we look, we have Jesus already beat Satan, so in our mind, it's a mind play, right? Satan is just tricking us to believe. Jesus has already won it. He's already gave us the power. Satan's already doomed. He's gone. I mean, but because we choose to believe in the flesh and not in the Spirit, we continue to allow him to play these games with us. And we know as believers that, look, we accepted Jesus Christ. That's just the beginning. That's the start point. Now it's time to build that relationship. It's time to start eating some meat. It's time to start getting into the truth of Jesus Christ and who he is, and start believing and go out as the disciples did and start doing the things that Jesus did. He said, "You will do greater things than I." And I think that means in multitude. I'm not trying to overthink it or whatever, but if I read it that way, it's because we're in a mass as his church. He was one in the flesh. He was one, right? So his reach and ability, even though he was God at the time, he limited himself through the flesh to show us that it could be done, right? That as a mass, as the church, the people, not the building, that when we have faith in the absoluteness of God's word and the truth of God's word, in a mass, we can change the world. But we can't doubt who God and what Jesus did for us and what he has given us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't let Satan trick us into falling back into the flesh. That's an excuse. That's a Satan trick. Right? And we can't fall back into that. Men, we have, as the image bearer of God, man, who God created, formed with his own hands, and breathed his life into us, our dominion and our authority on this earth comes by God through us, right? But we messed it up so bad because we listened and thought we listened to Satan, right? We listened to the deception. Is that really what he said? No, that's what he said. You read the word, it says what it says, and it means what it means, right? That's it. God's truth is God's truth. Tone out Satan. The flesh no longer controls you. The spirit, which it lives in you by the grace and glory of God the Father through Jesus Christ, and the empowerment that you, that we have through the Holy Spirit, gives us the authority to go and do what Jesus Christ has called us to do, and that's share the gospel. Make believers, make followers, and to help them increase their faith in every moment to where there is no doubt. And through that body that we continue to spread and grow the kingdom of heaven. So men, you know, it's just one of those things where we have to quit and we have to be the leaders that God called us to be. Ignore Satan. Ignore the flesh. Quit falling back on it. I know it's been preached for years and years and years. But again, Satan knows everything. Satan knows that this is the only chance he has is to hurt God's children and to cause doubt in the belief that they have in who the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are. And we have to quit preaching the flesh is weak. Yeah, we know the flesh is weak. But we no longer live by the flesh. We now live by the Spirit. And the Spirit has the power to overcome the flesh every single time. But it's a choice. Do you listen to the deception of Satan? Or do you believe in the truth and the word of Jesus Christ? That was the ultimate sacrifice and atonement for every sin you will have ever done, will ever do, period. It's done. It's washed away. It's paid. So why would you fall back on the flesh? Because Satan has put that ounce of doubt in your mind that maybe that ain't what really happened. But it is what really happened. And it was paid in full. You were debt free in the eyes of God the Father. Because of the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ that walked in the flesh as we do. Why? To destroy that flesh so it no longer has power over you because of his provision and your belief and acceptance of Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit. And that is the truth. And there is no other truth. And don't let Satan get out of the flesh. Right? Yes, we're here. We're to show the righteousness and the grace and the love of God through the flesh to build the kingdom of heaven. So when Jesus does return, his army is incredibly large. I don't have the word. I know there's probably a fancy word for that, but right? God has chosen us as followers of Jesus Christ to be his army, to be his weapons. Through our faith and 100% belief that God is who God is, Jesus is who is who Jesus is, and with the provision of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that we can go out and heal. We can go out and do the things that the disciples did to increase the kingdom of heaven, just as they did, just through the empowerment of Jesus Christ put on their life, he has put on our life. So I hope that hits home. And when you read your word, read God's word from that perspective, that there is, don't try to block out, like I said before in another episode, childlike faith. When mom and daddy tells you something, you know, think of Bobby Boucher. It's the Ablamugada or whatever it is, you know, right? Mama said, right? As we, God said, that's it. And you have to read the Bible with that belief, that child, that God said it, it's true. Mama said it, it's true. Daddy said it, it's true. Daddy did say it. So believe it, take it, stand up for it, fight it, fight the flesh, because it is no longer in control of us. We are now heirs to the throne of the kingdom in heaven through the power and blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. So quit falling back on the weakness of the flesh and the lies and deception of Satan, and stand in the truth of God. We no longer live by the flesh. I know I'm going to say it again. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the flesh is dead. It's over. Now we live by the Spirit. The Spirit controls the flesh. The Spirit cannot be defeated by the flesh, because the Spirit is of God, the creator of the universe, the creator of you and me. So when we read his word and it says you have the power to move that mountain, believe that you have the power to move the mountain. Because we do, because God would not tell us we could if we couldn't. Don't listen to that lie. That's Satan. Well, I'm a sinner. No, once you accept Jesus Christ, you are no longer a sinner. That has been washed away. And you take full authority that God has given you. And you give thanks to him every single day for every breath you take, because every word and utterance out of your mouth should come from a truth and belief of Jesus Christ. But we don't have that mindset. We have the mindset that Satan instilled in Adam and Eve. There is no but when it comes to God's word. You know, the saying, but God. That's right. Because when you say but, as my buddy, my brother in Christ, Adam Jason, said to me, when you say but, everything else you said prior to that is over. But God. Okay, we say all these things. Why aren't we believing them? There is no fight. The flesh is going to die. We all know that. We're not leaving this earth in this form. So why do we let Satan tell us that this, that we know already is going to die, controls you, when the eternity, the eternal truth of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit lives in this? And when we are raised, when Jesus comes back, we're not going to be in this. We're going to be in our perfect form, right? But that perfect form, the Spirit is in you. That perfect form is in you, and we should project that through the flesh, not the flesh projecting on the Holy Spirit and corrupting the Holy Spirit, because that's not the power we have. We have the power of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit living inside of us right now, and we have to step up and choose it. When we see something that violates the Word of God, we stand on it, no matter what it costs us. If it costs us everything, it costs us everything. That's fine. But I'm going to stand up and I'm going to say, you're doing this, you're wrong, right? In a manner of love. Now, that's something I'm having to learn as the maturation process goes on with me and my relationship with God, is how I speak things. But even Jesus cleared the temple. So, men, I hope that this episode has encouraged you, has fired you up to believe and stand in the truth of God, and do not doubt it. If there's something, the Spirit will let you know if it doesn't go along with his word, right? And you'll feel it. So go read it. and read it with childlike want and truth that mama or daddy told you that this is the fact. Well, the daddy of all daddies told you it is the fact that I am the Alpha, the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am. Believe in that truth. Read it with childlike abandonment, just like the disciples seen it. Open your hearts and your minds to see that his word says what it says and it means what it means. Don't listen to the trick of Satan, of deception, and minimizing the power that God has. We already know that Satan has been defeated because Jesus said, Tetelestai. It is finished. It is done. Right? Not only legally, militarily, and spiritually. We have won. Quit listening to the lies and the deception of Satan, because that's his only game, is to trick us. If he can get us to believe that we are not who God says we are, and can create that doubt, if I'm looking at it, that's a pretty good game plan right there. But we already know we're on the winning team. And we can't blame anything else on God. It's like my son's football game, right? Oh, the refs did this. No, you didn't make the plays. Well, you didn't believe enough. Your faith wasn't strong enough. My faith wasn't strong enough. I can't blame it on Satan. He's already been defeated. I blame it on myself for listening to Satan, right? So he's got a pretty good game plan. But if we believe in our coach, our Heavenly Father, our Savior, Jesus Christ, right? We can, and the Holy Spirit that fills us and lets us know, gives those little cues. You feel it in your stomach when you hear something that don't agree with the word of God, and truly believe and block out the voice of the opposing team and just focus on what we need to do. Then we step into fully what God has in store for us and what he has planned for us. So, men, as you go out and do what you do today, answer the call of men.